You know, Venu, what's so amazing about the story is, let me take out these two metaphors that you used. One is the Andromeda Galaxy and the Pandora Box. Well, it just shows how your figure of imagination can neither be barred by distance or time, and beautifully explains the alienation and the confusion you went through in class 3. Well, it is absolutely very well explained that a child of that sensitivity, innocence, and freedom of thought is cloistered in a class that he or she didn't belong to, where knowledge and the teacher's strict attitude shoved a whole lot of matter down the mind to crush that absolute sensitivity of a child, and how much it mattered that parents understood their children. Well, the story begins with a mother wanting her child to grow up educated and start from a very young age, not understanding what her child went through, the strictness and the discipline that seemed to create a big communication gap between mother and son, and ultimately how the bond is enforced when she gets to know the truth of what her son experienced. It's beautifully said, Devino. The story from beginning to end, I read it twice. And to think, is the story actually happened? Is something very hard to believe. So I do hope my voice message can be kind of given in words so that those who read the comments will understand how much it matters that your story is an eye-opener to schools that deal with large numbers and cannot take care of individual little children that need that care and attention. Okay? Nice going through your story, Venu, and have a good day.